There are a few reasons you might want to add an addition onto your home. For thousands of Americans during the 1950s and early 60s, their reason was saving their family from nuclear annihilation. Residential fallout shelters were big business during the height of the Cold War, including in Milwaukee. Our next guest recently got a peek inside a shelter in one of the city's homes and heard how the owners are planning to give it a new life. Bobby Tanzillo is a writer and senior editor for On Milwaukee. He writes the series Urban Spelunking. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, before we walk into the fallout shelter that you checked out, these things were big business and they were much talked about back in the day in Milwaukee, you found when you did some research. So could you talk about the heyday of the fallout shelter?
Yeah, they were, it turned out that they were really big business. You know, I'm from seeing a lot of buildings, I'm used to seeing sort of more community fallout shelters, you know, in the basements of schools and things. And it's always funny to come across barrels of water dated during the Cold War and during the Cold War. And sometimes you come across big stashes of toilet paper with civil defense logos on them. But I had never realized how big a business the residential fallout shelter was until I started doing some research for the story. And I started digging through newspapers, and it was amazing how many classified ads in the newspapers had fallout shelters listed as being one of the selling points for a house, you know. And then there were lots of ads for construction companies and contractors who would build them for your house too. So it really was a selling point for a while there, from about like you said, late 50s into the early 60s. By the end of the 60s, it sort of fades out.
Yeah, it sounds like the Cuban Missile Crisis, not surprisingly, you know, with the world on the brink of nuclear war, that was one of the big driving factors to have a lot of people think, hey, maybe I need my own fallout shelter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it seems like even before that, like the one that I visited was built in 61, a year before that. And by that time already, there's lots of ads in the newspapers for these things. And the civil defense in Milwaukee had done a survey, and they discovered, and that was January 1961, and they discovered that at least 3,000 Milwaukee houses appeared to have family fallout shelters. So even by the time the Cuban Missile Crisis happens, they're pretty widespread. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, the late 50s, you know, the Khrushchev banging his shoe on the table and telling Nixon he was going to destroy us all. You know, I think people, that really spoke to people and made them very fearful in a way that I think we can sort of see now in terms of this pandemic and stuff. You know, I mean, it sort of comes back in that maybe we don't worry as much about the same exact things, but we definitely have fears with these fires raging in California and hurricanes and tornadoes and pandemics. And, you know, there is still some political tension in the world, of course. So you can kind of see where, you know, where people got a little nervous and felt like there was something they could do to sort of take it into their own hands to protect their families.
Talking to Bobby Tanzillo from On Milwaukee. He writes the series Urban Spelunking. He's talking about fallout shelters in Milwaukee homes. Well, Bobby, when you write about stuff, you don't just write about it. You try to go into the buildings. You had connections. You got a tour of one of these fallout shelters. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I did. I got it was the daughter of a friend of mine lived in the house and they were about to sell. So I called them up and I said, you got to let me see this thing before they move. And so I got in there and I saw it, and it's, you know, about a 12 by 15 poured concrete and cinder block room that was added onto the basement. They must have excavated the backyard and built this thing and then covered it up. And there would have been a big heavy door on it. And there were some pipes that seemed to be where the places that you would go when nature called were located. And then there's also a couple of air vent pipes, which are interesting because you're in the backyard of the house. There are these about roughly 4 foot high pipes that stick out of the ground. And at the very top, there's an opening and they're capped over the top so that rain can't get in. But these were the air vents into this shelter, which the whole thing sort of baffles me a little bit, because I think, you know, if it's, I mean, it was described as a fallout shelter, but one wonders how radiation wouldn't have gotten into the shelter through these air vents. You know, I mean, I'm not sure they were, I mean, they seemed to be well planned out in some regards, but in other regards, I think, I don't know how long you could have lived in a place like this. You know, I came across an article about them in sort of a national scale, and people were saying the same sort of thing, like, well, yeah, we built one, but I can't imagine we ever could have lived in it for very long.
Well, and as it turned out, people made other uses of these, in some cases during the 60s and certainly after. What have people done with their former fallout shelters over the years?
Well, it's funny because I feel like lately there's been a spate of these articles about like sort of survivalists now are building bunkers in their houses again and stocking them with food and all the things they'll need to survive whatever apocalypse is particularly affecting them. But they build them now to be like a, you know, like a rumpus room for the dad, or a playroom for the kids, and then they just have this heavy door that they can shut. So it's unsurprising to know that a lot of these found sort of similar uses. People turned them into playrooms for their kids and built a bar in them and made it like a little kind of hangout to have like a little party in. People used them for storage, just all kinds of different things. And then it turns out that the people that were buying this house from my friend's daughter were people that I know actually quite well. And they told me they're hoping to make a little sort of private speakeasy in the basement there.
Now, what's kind of interesting about this, Bobby, is that you might own a house and not even necessarily know that there's a fallout shelter on the property. There might be this like archaeological mystery in your own backyard, potentially.
Potentially true, I would think, because many of them were filled in at some point. So it's possible that if it's walled up in your basement, you know, and filled in, you wouldn't know it's there. But I would think that if you did sort of a permit search on your house, you would find it because they would have had to pull permits to build the thing. And that's actually how I found a lot of information information for my story, like how much it cost to build and who the company was that built it and the date it was built and that sort of thing.
How much did a fallout shelter set you back in the day?
This one cost them $2,000, which is quite a bit of money in 1961. But I did see an ad in the newspaper for one that was an all-purpose fallout shelter that there's the American Home Service Club on South 27th was selling for a total cost of $895, fully equipped. So they would build it and they would put in four bunk beds, a folding table, a fire extinguisher. There's a whole list of things in the ad, and I put that ad in my story so people could see it because it's pretty interesting. So Bobby, I guess you could get them for as low as $895.
Still good money in those days. Now, Bobby, suppose you found a bomb shelter in your next home. What would you do to make use of it?
Oh boy, I don't know. It seems like a perfect place to. I'm a drummer, and whenever I try to play the drums in my house, I'm annoying somebody. So it seems like the perfect place to be able to stick my drum kit, seal the door, and just go crazy.
That's interesting. So now it's protecting the outside world from you instead of the other way around.
Right. Exactly. Saving the world from me.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Bobby Tanzillo is a writer and senior editor for On Milwaukee. He talked to us about the latest entry in his ongoing Urban Spelunking series, which looked into fallout shelters built in Milwaukee homes during the height of the Cold War. If you have or had one of these fallout shelters in your home, let us know. Send us a note, and actually we can forward along to Bobby. I'm sure he'd love to hear about it. You can email us ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. If there are pictures, all the better. Again, email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.